Blog Talk Radio.
Can't forget. PlayStation.
Boy, y'all niggas know me, man.
Xbox.
It is what it is, man. Like I said, y'all know me.
Woo!
I be on the scene, on the lean, and the bends of the Bentley when I come through your strip. Every trip, every tip, I get the grip. I can go to the dealership and buy me a new whip. Take six, new kicks, C6, new tricks. I fix the stuck on my dick. G-Unit is a brick, and the style we can't flip. That's why you feel
pretty like shot.
Niggas hate from afar, but they don't come around, cause they know how a nigga get down. Plus a nigga move around with a long trade pound. I won't hesitate to let all shit drown. When your ass get hit, man, you in deep shit. Fucking with me, that's what you get. Now your lips keep it zipped, but you get your baby mama caught up in this bullshit. Gonna get busy, no, no, niggas know I'm loco, but I try to stay on the low, though. Gangsta for sure. Every time a nigga flow, a nigga make a count, boy, I got mojo. Motherfucker. Niggas must be crazy, man. Any style, man, anything, man. I do this, man. This is real, man. I can't even help it, man. You know what the fuck it is, man. Y'all niggas made me like this anyway, man. You know what I mean? So really, it's like your fault. You starving right now. You know what I'm saying? Because if it would have been easy for me, I would have made it easy for you. You know what I mean? So now you gotta do it the hard way. You know what I mean?
The ghetto will fellow the more. Oh my God, they speak venomous on the boy. Oh my Lord, my enemy is fear and I'm sure. Oh my God, they want the end of me cause I'm pure. Oh my Lord, discipline for the win. I just go for it, it's a trend for these men to die on their own sword. Journey far, learn who you can be, but you can learn who you are when you around family. Chip off the shoulders of soldiers on a grizzle. My granddaddy Mac Little married Danny Little. They passed down wisdom, blessings were given. Pray my sins don't get passed to my children. I made a killing, I'm alive like the morning star. Called Jordans for the price on stocks, so what the Hornets are. I need evaluations, I'm savvy, y'all. Eating foie gras and caviar, listen.
Adam and Eve don't fall too far from the apple tree. Hey. Adam and Eve don't fall too far from the apple tree.
The ghost of gangsters dance, chinchilla shake on the hanger. The force of this banger, yeah, my language advanced. My cadence amazing, the voice triggers something. What is this conundrum? The clouds scurry, your spirit rumble, a boyish smile. Still puff the loud, it's nothing less than a quarter pound. Savage narrative, every verse that I write. Burst light, brings awareness to my personal life. After my morning walk, Havana cigar, the ganja spark. See my doctor Mar sweating the sauna or the spa. Spend 50 large at the Bellagio. Spend 20 on a bad bitch, I hardly know. New girl every night, two girls was every other night. Sexual addiction, gangster tradition. They wanna fuck me, have me under their belt. Slightly offended, yeah that's how I felt, that's how it ended. I'm just good at existing, existing in my truth. As long as I enjoy the fruit, yeah.
Adam and Eve don't fall too far from the apple tree. Hey. Adam and Eve don't fall too far from the apple tree. Apple tree.
What come first, piece of the paper? Before I had a piece of paper, peace was in my favor. Before I sat to eat at a table, it had leeches and traitors. Cut the fat from the meat, extract the weak, bon appetit, no bacon. Brothers is swine, it's so hard to trust them cause my hustle is mine. It's evident they all the same, with gray hair and still mean mugging. Gray hair's a wisdom, that means you seen something. Say something, you stay frontin', but these clowns got false crowns, fictitional kings. You broke my heart, Fredo. You bring this thing about down to a fable. Be advised, my guy's dying, enterprising at a boss's table. There's always room at my table. Insecurities is keeping you disabled. All this money to get, is it less time? They ain't stopped printing money cause they made mine. I learned to stretch time, these are the best times. I'm in my neighborhood of stadiums, the Mets kind. With restaurants and carboni, spicy rigatoni, go hard. A red Bordeaux, oh God.
Adam and Eve don't fall too far from the apple tree. Hey. Adam and Eve don't
And good evening. Welcome to tonight's broadcast of EIESOC Radio. I'm your host, Tony Nix, founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. Also, advocate against gun violence. Tonight's show is titled Shades of Trayvon Martin and Inflation 2023. This is what we're going to be talking about. Please just feel free to call in or enter the chat room via Facebook. Our call-in number is 563-999-3667. That's 563-599-3667. Call in, express your view on tonight's topic, get to the point because there may be callers waiting to also make comments. Also, please be aware of background noise because this is being recorded. Okay, about tonight's topic, as a lot of us know, there's been individuals who's been getting shot. These are unarmed black folks. And, you know, it's murders and shootings of unarmed black folk. And the prosecution taking its time. And as far as the economy, we've been hearing via the media and news and government how the economy is getting better. And my question is, who is the economy getting better for? Because it sure as hell ain't us, in my view. Again, the call-in number is 563-999-3667. I posted tonight's show on Facebook and also on Twitter. If you're having a problem with getting in, you have to log on to the site and follow the instructions in order to get in the chat room and leave comments. I will try to address your comments as best as I can. Forgive me if I don't. You may hear someone's view that you disagree with, and it's okay to disagree. You may call in to say that you disagree, which is fine, so long as you're respectful. We also try to watch our language. You know, at time I'm at fault for cursing, let me say that. You know, and I try my best not to, but sometimes certain topics, you know, I let my emotions get the best of me, and that's not good. So please try to watch your language if you should call in. In the meantime, I'm going to take a short break, and hopefully the phone lines will fill up, and I'll get to hear from you, ladies and gentlemen. So stand by.
Holler to him, man. Here we go, turn it up, let's start. From block to block, the second heart to Jack and Martin. And the punk police can't fake me, American. We can have peace, some safety. But right now, I got my mind set up. Looking down the bottle, I'm a gun, scared up. Cause it's time to make the payback back. To my brothers on the block, better stay strapped, black. And accept no substitutes. I bring troops to the youth, tear a roof over the whole school. Home door, I'm on the turning of the cheek. Case they can't see it, while we burn the other week. Now we got him in the smash. Young black man, blaze up like cement.
Yeah, and we're back. If you notice, I'm going a little raw this evening. I guess that's how I'm feeling. So forgive me. I know you can. Anyway, tonight we're talking about Shades of Trayvon Martin. A lot of black folks have been being shot down. Most of them have been unarmed. One shooting recently between a black woman and her white neighbor who had a her children had a dispute with the white neighbor. And the mother, a black woman, apparently confronted the white neighbor about the dispute with her children. The racist tirade, because a woman who is using the N-word very recklessly, and the woman shot the black mother to death, okay? And the prosecution in this case did not charge this woman with murder. Instead, they said there was insufficient evidence to charge this woman with murder. Instead, they charged her with manslaughter. Doesn't this sound familiar? In another previous case, a young man was in a neighborhood picking up his siblings and mistakenly went to the wrong house. And he rang the bell, and a young black man, and the house that he rang the bell at was owned by a white man who shot him several times. Fortunately, this young man did not lose his life. Again, prosecution took its time. This is a recurring thing when it comes to unarmed black folks being shot by armed white people. And the process to prosecute usually is at a snail's pace. I thought we had made some progress, but apparently we haven't, because this keeps happening time and time again. You know, what do they expect us to do? The same old, start burning down the neighborhood, marching, you know, the usual people who show up, Reverend Al, Attorney Trump, Crump rather, oh my Lord, forgive me for that, Attorney Crump, and we go through the whole thing over and over again, which never lasts, you know, and then it happens again, and again, and again, and again. Black lives do matter, but apparently in a certain part of society, they don't matter. No matter what we do, no matter how loud we speak, no matter how many times we demonstrate, it's always the same old thing. Some are prosecuted and sent to prison, and some are not. When, in my view, they all should be prosecuted and sent to prison. You know, the case of Trayvon Martin was a travesty. You know, this guy murdered Trayvon and was found innocent and didn't go to jail. After all the evidence that clearly showed he should have went to prison. This is America, y'all. You know, this is the society we live in, whereas they treat black lives as if they are worthless. You know, it keeps happening and it keeps happening. And how do we change that? You know, that's what I want to know. How do we change that? If you have a view on this, please feel free to call in at 563-999-3667. That's 563-999-3667. Or log into the chat room and leave a comment. Now, part two of this evening topic is inflation in the year 2023. Now, I don't know about you, but right now, inflation is at an all-time high. Inflation has not been this high in almost 40 years. What is some of the reasons for why inflation is so high? Is it because of the COVID pandemic? Is it corporate greed? What's the reason? What's the reason? Groceries are high. Gas is high. The basic needs, everything is high, you know? And I know, like many, people are not getting raises on their jobs to meet the rise of inflation. And they keep telling us the economy is getting better. Who is it getting better for? If it's gotten better for you, or if it hasn't gotten better for you, I'd like to hear from you. You know, call in 563-999-3667. I'm going to be on here for maybe 90 minutes. It depends on how many people join in. Not a lot of folks join in. I think I'm only going to be in here for maybe 45 minutes to an hour. So please feel free to comment on tonight's topics, because I surely like to hear from you, you know, because, you know, enough is enough, basically. Enough is enough. I just feel like we're being held in a place where, what do we do to fight back against the high price of everything? What can we do? Can we not buy stuff? Well, that could happen maybe, but most of what we need is high. Is high. The smallest thing is double, triple the price. Plus tax. You know? For me, this shouldn't be. It's stemming from something. I know during the COVID pandemic, the government sent out stimulus checks across America. They did this several times. Is this their way of getting the money back? Well, if it is, in my view, they've gotten their money back 10 times over with the rate of inflation. So let me hear from you. 563-999-3667. Taking a brief break, and I'll return in a moment.
From the creator of War for Your Soul comes the new series, Greatness 5. Feeling your history. Greatness 5. Greatness 5 is guaranteed to make you feel history. Feel it, your history. You can feel the history on YouTube or Facebook. Subscribe now.
My name is Kimberly, and I'm the founder and president of Black America Cares. We're committed to addressing the economic and social needs of our community. We want to help create a world where individuals and families are not destroyed due to a temporary financial hardship. To learn more about who we are and what we do, visit our website at www.blackamericacares.org. Together, let's be a part of the change that our communities need.
Yes, let's support Black America Cares. You can find them online, Facebook, and Instagram. Support, we need to support one another. Also, Greatness 5, good friend of mine, Reggie Bullock. He made a film a few years ago, a great film, called A War for Your Soul. If you haven't seen it, you can find it on YouTube or you can simply Google it. But it is a great film. It's only about 30 minutes long, but wow, it really carries a powerful message that I think we all can ID with and understand. Again, I'm the founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. Tony Nix is my name. You can find me online, or you just need to Google it. That's Enough is Enough, Save Our Children, Inc. Drop by the website. Browse around. You can sign up. You can send emails. And also it would be nice if you made a donation. There is a donation button. You know, $25 and up would be very nice. That would help keep this show on the air. Also help get shirts and hats and keep events going during the summer. I also volunteer here in Lawrenceville, Gwinnett County, at Gwinnett Corrections, and I am a mentor for Lawrenceville High Schools. You know, our youth need leadership, and that's what I do. You know, I'm looking to get at least 100 committed, strong men to come on and get down and help put these youth on the right path. We have to lead by example, and there's not a lot of us that are doing that. You know, with social media and other mess, our youth are being directed by that and dumbed down. And we need some real soldiers out there to say, hey, that ain't what it really is. This is what it really is. You know, you're being distracted and dumbed down. So I'm calling out for 100 strong men. Now, let me say this. They don't have to all be black men. Any man that's willing to commit to helping young youth and developing themselves and living life as a productive member of society without going to prison, without selling drugs, okay, without committing crimes, you're who I'm looking for. So if you're interested, again, go to the website, Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. You'll see the email address. There's a phone number. and sign up. Sign up, you know. We got to help those, in some cases, who cannot help themselves. Or we got to let them know that we care, that we want to help. So, please, again, go to the website, sign up. Also, please donate. You know, we need donations. I was talking about this with someone the other day. You know, when different organizations, grassroots organizations, ask for donations, there's a lot of hemming and hawing and this and that. But, you know, these same folk, you know, can spend that money on a bottle of Hennessy, or they'll fill that basket at church every Sunday, and their community remains the same. You know, this donation we're asking for is to help bring change to communities. You know, think about that. Think about that. You know, you trust the package store man or the liquor store man, depends on where you live, and you trust your pastor. You know, which, you know, that's a discussion for another time. So just please make a donation and help us accomplish our missions. Again, tonight's number is 563-999-3667. And we're talking about the slow prosecution of white shooters versus unarmed black folk. You know, why does this continue to happen? We're thinking that a system that's supposed to be fair has clearly shown us that it's not fair. So what do we need to do? One of the solutions I see is we have to infiltrate that system by way of education. We have to get our young people in that system to bring about change. Now, I know that sounds easier than done. It's a really big task, but it can work. It can work. Because folks that are sitting in certain seats in the Justice Department, they're just not getting it done. They're just not getting it done. The gun laws are really, a waste of time. You know, everybody wants the right to carry. You know, everybody's talking about their rights of this and their rights of that. What about the rights of people who want to live? You know, what about their rights? You know, yes, I understand how big the NRA is and the whole lobbyist thing, you know, and the sellout politicians who, after major shootings, mass shootings, you know, they're on their soapboxes talking about we got to do something, and nothing is ever done, you know, and I'm kind of tired of seeing that, you know. And this is what goes on. This is the cycle. It's a vicious cycle. A vicious cycle. You know, meanwhile, people are dying. People are dying, you know. Society is murderous. Very, very violent. You know, you got the young killing the young. Mass shootings. You know, and this thing with the mass shootings, it's always somebody that has some kind of mental health issue. You know, this is what they keep saying. At the same time, I'm like, well, how do they keep getting weapons? How are weapons getting into these people's hands? Yes, I know weapons are easy to get. They're very easy to get. Anybody can get their hand on a weapon. It's very easy. Some states, this is not even a background check, you know. But it seems though, as though every time there is a mass shooting and they say it's, oh, the person had mental health issues. Well, wow, you guys knew all of this. Isn't that a red flag? You know? Because these people are getting weapons and they're killing people. Innocent folks are being shot down. Innocent children. You know, they just have an episode of freaking out and people lose their lives. Then you want to tell us, oh, well, this person had a history of mental health issues. Well, it's a little too late for that, wouldn't you say? Because somebody lost their mom or somebody lost their job. You know? Who's paying attention? Because it doesn't seem like folks out there are paying attention to these individuals who they already know about. I don't get that. I just really, really don't get that. You know? Call a number again, 563-999-3667. Call in. Give me a view on tonight's topic. Title is Shades of Trayvon Martin / Inflation 2023. Now, with this inflation. Okay. Eating today. You know, you want to eat a certain way. And I'm quite sure with this inflation, a lot of people's eating habits has changed. Because, oh, forget about trying to buy, if you're a meat eater, meats are just crazy high. Crazy high. And what I noticed is in, you know, some of these grocery stores, you know, especially some of these big grocery stores, like, let's say, Walmart, okay? They're charging you, like, double, triple, and they're giving you a lesser portion. And that's in everything. Everything is packaged smaller now. And then they disguise it like it's a deal when it's really not. You know? It's like you're being robbed without a gun. You know, and if you're a family, a very large family, and you're trying to feed your entire family, you know, some are getting state assistance, and some are not. Some folks are just working hard to put food on the table. Some folks have actually had to get second jobs, you know, and work to keep food on the table. Let's not even talking about paying your rent, your mortgage, your car note, or whatever other expenses you have. And what did that do to society? You know, people are burnt out, stressed out, and very disappointed in their government, who is not being very truthful with them. You know, the government says, oh, they understand. Well, if you understand, do something about it. Because obviously you're not doing something about it. Hasn't been like this in 40 years. Corporate America is making so much money right now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I don't see any end in sight. No, they were saying, oh, well, this month and that month, it's going to be this. And it has not been none of that. None of that. Meanwhile, we're paying. Gas fluctuates, but it remains high. It remains high. And I'm noticing, this is my personal experience, the quality of the gas is bad. Gas burns up real fast. I don't care where you go, you know. So they're taking our money and they're giving us nothing back in return. Nothing. And what can we do about it? Nothing. There's nothing. We have to live, you know. There's nothing we can do about it. And they know that. So they just, you know, keep doing it to us. They keep doing it to us. You know, being powerless in America against the powers that be don't feel good, at least not to me. You know, at least not to me. I'm still waiting on someone to call in. Anybody. I did post this on Facebook. I did get some hits back, like people were going to call in and they have yet to show up. I don't know. Maybe they forgot. I can't figure it out. I did post a reminder. But as of now, no one has called yet, and we've been into the show at least 40 minutes. So I'm going to give it at least 20 minutes. And if there's no calls, I am going to end. And I'm going to write a blog about tonight's show because I thought tonight's topic would be something that folks would want to speak on and be interested in, you know. And I don't know, maybe it's a little too sensitive or maybe people are afraid to say anything, but you can call in and don't say your name. You know, you don't have to identify who you are. I may ask you where you're calling from, but you don't have to say your name if you don't want to. In the meantime, time for another break. So please stand by.
Ladies and gentlemen, Timo Rice.
Feeling it. Yeah. Put your hands together and show some love for the talented Miss Shante Moore. Miss Shante Moore.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, that's a lot of love. You know you're the best audience in the entire world. Thank you so very much. May God bless you.
Hey, Queen. Girl, you've done it again. Constantly raising the bar for all of us and doing it flawlessly. When you've come to learn that all that I have learned, one thing remains: being true to yourself is the key. Knowing your roots and where you come from is also key.
Young black women, you are more than your thighs and your hips. You are beautiful, strong, powerful. I want more from you. Take your place. Young black men, take your place. We need you. Your sons and daughters need you. Understand what I just said? You were sold off and had no choice. Yes, but now it's time to stay. Take your place. Now. Starting now. Starting now.
Do what you love.
Unfortunately, there was no calls in tonight, so this is my plan for future shows. I'm going to have to get some guest speakers, set up some panels, with some advocates, try to get some youth on here, let them express their views about things that's going on in society that pertains to them, even social media, and perhaps I'll have more of a audience participation, which would be very helpful. I was sitting there, I said to myself, wow, if this was a show about giving away something free, the phone lines would be full. You know, unfortunately, this is how we think in today's society. But anyway, I'm going to end, and we were talking about Shades of Trayvon Martin and inflation 2023. And I said we, but I was talking about it because unfortunately no one called in tonight for whatever reason. I don't know. It's the middle of the week. We got the holiday weekend coming up. Please be safe. Violence seems to rise on the holidays. Unfortunately, we just can't enjoy the holidays. Somebody has to pull out a gun and start shooting, or there's a dispute over nothing. It could be a barbecue, and you know, somebody ran out of potato salad, so somebody got to pull out a gun and start shooting, you know, craziness like that. This is the kind of insane society we live in today. With that being said, again, the founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children, please visit our website, and you can sign on, you can subscribe, you can call, you can send an email, and you can also make a donation, which would be greatly appreciated, because organizations like this and other organizations, we need donations to stay afloat and to make things happen. You know, we don't want to depend on funding from controlling politicians and other individuals. You know, we would love to stay independent of that. So please, you know, small donation would be greatly appreciated. And you will see where your money goes. Trust and believe that. It will go to your children, your young teens and your young adults. Okay? With that, you know, as I always say, the sooner that we have no violence, the sooner we will know peace. That's KNOW. Deuces. Y'all stay blessed. Talk to you soon.
And as they join us again to perform a very exciting tune entitled What Is Hip, taken from their latest Tower of Power album, let's do it again, Soul Train Gang, for Tower of Power.
Thank you.